Chapter 10, An Unexpected Customer. Soon, a morning came when the Aldens didn't have any job scheduled.
I know, said Benny. Let's have a bake sale.
Oh, Benny, first we'd have to bake something. It would take too much time, said Henry.
But we could have a car wash, Jesse suggested. All you need is soap and water and sponges. We have all those things.
The Aldens all agreed that Jesse's idea was a good one.
We'll need some soft cloths to dry the cars with after we wash and rinse them, said Henry.
Mrs. McGregor probably has some she could give up, said Violet. I'll get them from her and call Beth.
So while Violet went to call Beth and get soft cloths from Mrs. McGregor, the others began to gather together all the other things they would need for the car wash. They decided to have it out in front of the house.
Beth is going to bring an extra piece of poster board, announced Violet, as she helped fill the buckets with soap and water. Then we can make a big sign to put out front.
Beth arrived just as they finished bringing the buckets of soapy water to the edge of the front yard.
I'll get the hose, said Benny.
Violet and Beth went into the house and got a marker. Beth wrote, Car Wash, $1, in big letters, and they tied the poster to a tree near the intersection of the road.
Wait a minute, said Beth.
She took the marker and drew an arrow, pointing in the direction of the Aldens' house.
Good idea, said Violet.
They went back to wait for customers. At first, things were slow. Then a lady in a big blue car drove up. The children went quickly to work with the soapy water and sponges.
I'll turn on the hose, said Benny,
when it was time to rinse off the soap. He hurried back to the house. A minute later, before anyone had a chance to pick up the hose, a big jet of water squirted out. The hose squirmed around on the ground like a giant snake, spraying everyone, even Watch, who barked excitedly and ran away from the water. Jesse and Henry managed to grab the hose.
Oh, no,
said Benny, running back.
I didn't mean to do that.
It's okay, Benny, Beth laughed. We'll dry off quickly.
They finished washing the blue car, and the woman gave them their money.
You did a good job, she said.
They had just had time to dry off in the warm sun when another car drove up, and right behind it another. They had two cars to wash at once. Beth and the Aldens set to work. It was a very busy morning. They washed a little red car that belonged to a young woman who kept telling them that she was in a hurry. They washed a very old car that belonged to a veterinarian who had two dogs in the car with him. The dogs in the car and Watch barked at one another and wagged their tails happily. They even washed one boy's bicycle for 25 cents. Then business slowed down again.
Phew, said Violet. Washing cars is hard work.
I know, said Benny. Let's wash Grandfather's car as a surprise.
That's a great idea, Benny, said Jesse. Well, I need to go home for lunch, said Beth. Will you come back this afternoon? Asked Violet.
I don't think I can, said Beth. But I'll try. This has been a lot of fun.
She got on her bicycle and rode away, waving cheerfully over her shoulder. The Aldens washed their grandfather's car and went in to lunch.
We have a surprise for you, said Benny
as soon as they sat down.
Oh, Benny, it's not a surprise if you tell him, said Henry.
Well, yes, it is,
Benny said.
He doesn't know what it is.
Well, when will I know? Asked Grandfather, his eyes twinkling.
Right after lunch,
promised Benny. After lunch, the Aldens all went outside.
Can you guess the surprise, Grandfather?
Asked Benny.
I see soap and water and the hose. Did you give Watch a bath?
Asked Grandfather, trying to hide a smile.
No, said Benny. We gave your car a bath.
He's teasing, Benny. You knew, didn't you, Grandfather? Asked Violet.
Yes, Grandfather answered. It looks wonderful. Is this part of your helper service?
Yes, but yours is a surprise free gift, said Benny.
Well, thank you very much, Benny. Thank you all. I like surprises, especially surprises like this, said Grandfather.
Just then, another surprise happened. A familiar white truck pulled up in front of the house.
Another customer, it looks like, said Grandfather. Keep up the good work.
He went back in the house, and Jesse, Henry, Violet, and Benny went toward the truck.
It's him, said Jesse. Charlie.
Henry walked up to Charlie's window.
Hello, he said to Charlie. Would you like us to wash your truck?
I sure would, said Charlie.
He held out a dollar.
My truck could use a good cleaning.
Watching Charlie closely, Henry said,
All the money we make is going to support building a new wing on the Greenfield Hospital. We've got a helper service.
Jesse nodded.
Did you see our signs in town?
I know that, answered Charlie. I saw you with the Millers. In fact, I used to work for Mr. Miller, but I've been too busy lately with other jobs. When I saw your signs, I recommended that he call you.
You did?
Asked Benny.
Sure did,
Charlie told Benny.
Charlie grinned. Why not? Plenty of work for everyone. That's how I got started in my business, doing the same things you're doing. You're smart kids.
Oh, said Jesse. Well,
the Aldens all looked at each other. Dr. Jackson wasn't the one trying to destroy their work, and Charlie didn't seem to be either. Not knowing what else to say, they got to work washing Charlie's truck. Several more cars came, and the children worked all afternoon. Just as they were finishing, a familiar figure rode up on her bicycle.
Beth, you came back, said Violet.
You changed clothes, said Benny.
Oh.
Beth looked down at her red T-shirt and white shorts.
Yes, I did. We finished washing cars, but you can help us clean up, said Jesse.
Clean up? That doesn't sound like fun, said Beth crossly. Why does everyone else have all the fun?
She jumped on her bike, leaving the Aldens to stare after her with open mouths.
That does it, said Jesse.
Wait,
begged Violet. At least give Beth a chance to explain.
I think she should explain what's going on, Jesse answered. We'll call her tonight and ask her to come over tomorrow. I have a few questions I think she should answer.
Yes, said Henry. I think we all do.